The government will formally apologise for the dawn raids it says terrorised Pacific families in their own homes. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern described the police raids and spot checks as targeted and dehumanising. Minister for Pacific Peoples, or Petul William Seal, became visibly emotional at this afternoon's announcement. He spoke of the ripple effects the dawn raids continue to have in the Pacific community, drawing on his own family's experience.
The memories are etched in my memory of my father being helpless. We bought the home about 2 years prior to that. And to have somebody knocking at the door in the early hours of the morning with a flashlight in your face, disrespecting the owner of the home, with an Alsatian dog frothing at the mouth in that door and wanting to come in without any respect for the people living in there, is quite traumatized. I've asked my families on Sunday, what memories do they have? I've had sisters said, oh my goodness, I never even want to think about that. That's just my family. That's replicated across the Pacific communities.
The minister says the Pacific community were invited to come to New Zealand to fill the labour workforce, and the dawn raids broke their trust in the system.
So we were coming to aid a country when they needed us, and then when that friend or country felt that they no longer needed us, they turned on us. Trust was broken. And what this apology is about, first and foremost, is restoring trust, building confidence in the next generation. I do not want my children or any of my nieces and nephews to be shackled by that pain and to be angry about it. I need them to move forward and look to the future as peoples of Aotearoa.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the government can't change history, but it can acknowledge what happened. She said an apology would be felt deeply by members of her own cabinet.
One thing that's really stood out to me is that amongst our Pacific members in our caucus, almost all of them have a story from their parents' generation and have spoken to how meaningful this will be. And it's a very emotional thing when they talk about the impact that it had. So it may feel like it was a long time ago, but it runs deep and it runs long, and I think we need to acknowledge that.
The government will formally apologise at a commemoration event in the Auckland Town Hall on the 26th of June.